and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 7. And we're at verse number 12, the Lord here speaking about asking, seeking, and knocking. He says, "Everyone that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh will find, and to him that knocketh it shall be open." He gives an example about our children, that if they ask of us as parents, and any parent in their right mind, we would not give for food something unedible. We would not give for fish, a serpent, a dangerous snake, by no means. The Lord says, if we being evil know how to give good gifts, what about God, who is pure and holy and divine? He said, won't he give good things to them that ask him? And indeed he does. Then we come to verse number 12, which is very interesting. And a brother recently said this, and I think it's most notable. There in verse number 12, again, the Sermon on the Mount is beginning to wrap up. And here the Lord Jesus in verse number 12 says, therefore. Understand that the Sermon on the Mount is a New Testament summary by God himself, God the Son, having become a man, to tell us and affirm unto us the mind of God about how you and I are to live. That's what this is. It's very much akin to the book of Proverbs, how God expects mankind to live. And of course, all these things point to our need of Christ as Savior. And then whether a person is unsaved or a person is saved, we are called to live life right, because God is always involved in every relationship. We may think that relationships are just between us and somebody else, like, say, you and your employer. Just two parties involved, right? That's our thinking. But the thing is, it's not true. In every relationship, the most, I mean, minimal by the number of people involved, an employee and an employer. In every relationship, there's always a third person, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because God tells us how employers are to treat employees. And God tells employees how they are to treat employers. Okay? So all of this in chapter 5, in chapter 6, and what we've gone through in chapter 7 is all here. And here we arrive at the summary. All these things that have been declared about the treatment of the law applied, about making righteous judgment, about not being a hypocrite, about our care about the things of life, about asking and seeking and knocking. All these things, the beatitude and the blessedness of the Lord as he works on sinners and saves them and makes them his own and teaches us. All these things, treatment of neighbors and turning of the cheek when slapped, and saluting of those that we know and those that we don't know, that we should be kind and hospitable in every way. He says this, a summary verse, and I believe it's true, and what a blessing it was when the brother pointed it out. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, Matthew 7:12, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. So, do you have a way that you want to be treated? That's the way we're treat others. And again, no one in their right mind would ever say that they want to be abused, neglected, or afflicted in any way. Not one. None would ever say that that's what they want, that I want to be treated mean. Never. We would never stand up and say, I want somebody to steal from me and to and abuse me, beat me up, and leave me for dead. Never. I want people talking rough to me and using names and calling me names and such as that. No, never. We would never say that. And he says, therefore, because of all this mentioned before, even until chapter 5 and chapter 6 and these verses here, or these few verses in chapter 7 preceding this, the summary of it is, by our Lord, how you want to be treated, you treat others the same way. And he says, he goes on to say this, for this is the law and the prophets. This is the law of God. This is the law that God gave Moses. That's how it's fulfilled. Most interesting. And this is the prophets. This is all the prophets sent to Israel. Mostly in their rebellion. That's the lion's share of prophets that were sent to Israel. And the divided kingdom, Israel and Judah, was in rebellion. And he said, treat others and do to others the way you would want it to be done to you in each and every case. He said, that is the law and the prophets. You know what the Lord Jesus Christ says also is the law and the prophets, the fulfilling of such? He was asked by a lawyer in the Gospels, what's the greatest commandment? And the Lord Jesus Christ said, you're to love God Almighty with everything, heart, soul, mind, and being. Everything. And he said, and he volunteered this, and the second commandment, that's the greatest commandment, the second commandment is likened to it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Oh, Father, help us. We are interested in self, and the Lord knows it. And we always want to treat ourselves the best. But the Lord says the way you want to be treated, you treat others that way. And that's the summary of what God says he has uttered for mankind. Now think about this. There's a song we sing about the Lord Jesus Christ coming as Savior. It says, in loving kindness, Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim. And from the depths of sin and shame, he lifted me. When the Lord came as a man, the Lord Jesus came as a man, did he come whipping up on everybody and roughing people up, building a jail and throwing sinners into jail and all that? No, he didn't. But he came most mercifully, didn't he? We are natural enemies of the Lord. And yet the Lord Jesus Christ came and endured us making him our enemy. You know why? The scripture declares plainly, because of his innocence. We despise him and we reject him. He came willingly, endured all the things that he did, a contradiction of sinners against himself, the scripture says, that he might be a savior for us. Frankly, when mankind didn't want a savior, he came anyway to be a savior for sinners. And he endured all that, and that rejection, and that doubt, and that pushing away, his own nation didn't receive him. And the Lord himself needs no salvation, but he knows that we need salvation. And understand this, understand how I say this. The Lord Jesus Christ came and did for us what he alone could do for us, because that's the way he would want to be treated if he was in our case. Now, we need to let that sink in. The greatest one that ever has been and will be came and did and suffered so for sinners that hate him. Because he knew that that's what we needed. And I tell you what, I am amazed by that. I'm amazed by the love of my Savior for a sinner such as I. What about you? Are you a sinner? I tell you what, you are. And the Lord tells us that bad news in the Scripture, that we are sinners. And we're sinners because we've sinned against a holy and righteous God. We've got transgressions stacked up on top of transgressions, with no hope of paying for even one. We've got a debt that's insurmountable. And I tell you what, we need help from outside of ourselves. And that help is only found in this one that did the impossible for sinners like us. And the way that his salvation is obtained, is known, is granted, is only through receiving the Lord Jesus, by admitting before God that you need him. You need his way, not religion, not philosophy, not a salvation conjured up by men, not a debate with the Lord or a negotiating with the Lord, as some men say they're going to do at their judgment. But we need the Lord Jesus as he has come and as he has brought salvation on his terms, by repenting of our sins before God and believing and trusting in him and him alone, and what he's promised that he'll do for sinners that'll come to him in repentance and faith. Oh, what a Savior. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. And Jesus has done just that. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.